This morning's true Bible passage is taken from chapter 24, verses 1 to 12, and it is on page 1061 of your Bibles. It's 1061. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, but crucified, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanne, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Graham. I think we need to start this morning, don't we, with a massive Happy Easter! Sorry, that is not going to do. This morning, Peter came up to me and he grabbed me and he shook me to tell me how Happy Easter is. So I need you to channel that kind of an energy. So I say, Happy Easter! Much better. Great day. I have got us a bonus round for our game that we played earlier. Okay, so I'm going to put up the first one. Oh, where have the pins gone? On the keyboard. Amazing. Okay, thank you. A bonus round, but I'm only going to show you the first part of it, and you need to work out where does a dead body belong? Okay, so have a chat with your neighbor a few seconds. So just like a polar bear belongs in the Arctic, where does a dead body belong? Okay. Hopefully you've had a chance to chat. Where does a dead body belong? Just shout it out. A tomb. Yeah, it's super basic, isn't it? Like that we all know that a dead body belongs in a tomb. And the women that we meet in our story that Graham just read out for us today, if you have your Bibles, please keep them open on page 1061. It'll be really helpful. They knew this. They knew that this is super obvious, super basic, and even more with Jesus, because if you read Luke's version of the story of Jesus, you can see that these women, they saw him die on the cross. They watched as it happened. They even watched the funeral happen and saw where he was buried. So they know the dead body belongs in the tomb. But have a look down at the passage. Have a look down at verse 3. They're confused, aren't they? They're perplexed. They're wondering what's going on because there's no body in the tomb. There's no body in the tomb. It's not where it belongs. It isn't where it should be. Even though they saw it, even though they saw him get buried there, it's not where it belongs. Now that is strange, but the story gets even stranger because then you get angels burst up on the scene. Have a look down at the second half of verse 5. Angels come up on the scene, and they have this to say on the screen. Oh, thank you. Why do you look for the living among the dead? So the women are confused because they go, oh, Jesus is dead, and he's not where he belongs. But the angels, they're sort of confused too, aren't they? They're sort of saying, why are you looking for the living among the dead? It's a little bit like this. James is going to come up and help us see what this is like, because he's a top man. Come on, James. It's a little bit like saying to James, here is a bin. Find an Easter egg in that bin, please. Great. Come on, keep opening it up. It's looking promising, isn't it? Great, great. Oh, look, there it is in the cardboard. Oh. How do you feel, James, finding that? Okay. You're fine, but it is a bit confusing, if nothing else. Thank you, James. Well, I don't know why you're expecting to find an Easter egg there, because it's a bin, isn't it? That's ridiculous. Why would you look for an Easter egg in the bin? It's not where it belongs. That's what the angels have to say too, isn't it? Why do you look for the living amongst the dead? And so they say to the women, have a look at the beginning of verse 6. Those words that we shouted out earlier, I'm going to do it in a different way from what we had. I need green seats to shout, he is not here. And I need pink seats to shout, he is risen. One, two, three.
He is not here.
No. Not good enough. Louder. One, two, three. Amazing, amazing. That's the news that the angels have to say, isn't it? It's confusing to the women because there's no dead body where it belongs. But they're saying, Jesus is living. Why are you looking where the living don't belong? He is not here. He's risen. And so they say to the women, these confused and perplexed women, remember what he had to say to you. Look down in verse 7. Remember, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men. The Son of Man must be crucified, and the Son of Man on the third day must be raised again. Do you see what they're saying? That word, by the way, Son of Man, that's one of Jesus' favorite names for himself. It basically means that he's the ruler of all things. And Jesus said time and time again, the Son of Man must rise. In other words, he's not dead anymore. He's living. He's returned with power because the Son of Man must rise. Now, that gets us thinking of all sorts of different other things then that Jesus, the Son of Man, had to say about himself. So, he said that the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. In other words, he's going to bring people who are far away from God near to God. He said that the Son of Man is come to forgive sins. So, Jesus really has made everything right that we've done wrong against God and against each other. Jesus, the Son of Man, he brings rest. He's the Lord of enjoyment and of right worship of God's. Jesus, the Son of Man, he brings joy. His kingdom is one where there's feasting and celebrating, just like we're doing this morning, just like we'll do as we eat all our chocolate eggs. He also said the Son of Man is just going to be a sign when he rises, a sign that, boy, do you need to turn to him when you see him risen. He said that the Son of Man is going to rule. He's going to be enthroned in heaven to rule all things. He said that the Son of Man is going to be the judge, the one who sets the world to rights. He's going to say a big yes to all who trust in him and a big no to those who turn their back on him. And he also says the Son of Man is going to come again soon to judge. It's going to be one day. It's going to be quick as lightning. It's going to be in a way that none of us can miss. Because the Son of Man must rise. He's returned with power. He's living. And so have a look at what the women do in verse 8. Let me read it out. The women remembered his words. And when they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. So the women, they remembered that the Son of Man must rise. They went back from the garden tomb to the disciples and said, he is risen. He's not there. He's living. He's returned with power. Now, the disciples, though, they react again in a way that we wouldn't expect. These are Jesus' closest followers. But they're in the middle of pain, they're in the middle of loss. And so they respond saying, it's nonsense. We've got two possible responses, that all of this is nonsense. Now, it might be that you're here this morning and you think this idea that someone who really died really does belong in the dead, and you're all a bit mad for thinking otherwise. You might think maybe Jesus never even died, so he never belonged there in the first place. If you've got these sorts of questions or objections, we want to talk to you. We want to have a chat about that and talk about the evidence for Jesus dying and rising again. There are these forms knocking about. If you're a guest here and you want to ask these questions, do find one of these, fill it in, hand it to someone that has a badge or looks like they know what they're doing. We'd love to chat that through with you. But the other option is, on Easter Day, instead of going, "It is nonsense," is to remember. To remember Jesus' words that the Son of Man must rise. To remember that he's living and return with power. And that all those other things he said really are true. Now, this is all true, these two options, in a sort of once-for-all sense. But lots of us here this morning, we call ourselves Christians. And so, how does this passage help us? Well, it is a good reminder of when we first believed, that Jesus, the living one, is back with us. But there are times in life where maybe we don't think life is nonsense, but we think life is just makes no sense. Times like the disciples are going through, where they have so much pain and loss. They've seen their friend arrested and killed and buried. And it can feel really hard to live as one of Jesus' people when life seems to make no sense. Well, this morning, if that's you, remember the Son of Man rose. The Son of Man rose, and all those other things, all those things that he has to say about being one of his followers, all those things about what he's going to do in the world and is doing in the world, they are true. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for giving us Jesus. Thank you that by your Spirit you raised him on the third day. Thank you that he's living and returned with power. Please help us to remember that he must rise, and that if he's risen, all these other things are true. Please help us to remember and not to treat this as nonsense, whether this is for the first time or the millionth time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.